What up, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about Biden's anti-Bitcoin stance and why I think it'll actually end up costing him the election. Now, come on, guys, let's be real here. Who out there really hates crypto and/or Bitcoin with a burning passion? I'll tell you, I don't know many people. I know people that have been burned and rug pulled that really don't like it. But the normal person, think about your parents, think about your cousins, think about the average person out there. Who really does not like it? And not only do they not like it so much, but that they're willing to vote for a person that's willing to attack it. I guarantee you that's a very small percent of the population that really hates crypto and Bitcoin with a burning passion. Now, I even think Bitcoiners don't hate crypto with a burning passion. I think they're like, yeah, it's a scam, don't invest in it, but feel free to do what you want. It's a free market. I think there are bankers out there that hate it with a burning passion, and there's also corrupt politicians out there that hate it with a burning passion. And both these groups, the bankers, they don't like it because it threatens the future of their industry. Why would you need a banker if you can hold the bearer asset and transfer money from person to person? Same thing with politicians, except politicians, they're in bed with the banks, right? Because the banks are paying them behind closed doors or over the table. Whatever way they're getting paid, essentially, they're both in the same camp. If you look at Nancy Pelosi, or specifically Elizabeth Warren and a lot of the guys that don't like it, I think Lindsey Graham. The point is, a lot of these politicians, you can tell they're reading talking points. You can tell they're not actually passionate or understand the underlying technology. Rather, they're reading a statement from their donors and they're attacking the industry. So I think it's disgusting. I hear it, and whenever Liz Warren talks, it's funny. She seemed like she was for the individual. She was a Democrat. She's for helping the little guy. She's for helping them get ahead. And now it seems like she's trying to do everything that aligns with the banks, that hurts the little guy, that helps the banks out. And I think this is a really disgusting thing, and I can't believe that she and her mindset has shifted so much over the past decade. So Mark Cuban actually had a discussion on this whole thing, and he pretty much said that Biden's anti-Bitcoin stance will actually cost him the election. Guys, there's a lot of single issue voters out there. And specifically, there's a lot of people that are really fired up about Bitcoin. And I'm sure there's a lot more people on the crypto side as well. But I think Mark Cuban is right on this, because think about all the Democrats out there that like crypto. There's a lot of Democratic people out there that like crypto because it's democratizing finance, it's changing the game, it's changing the tables, it's new, it's innovative, blah, blah, blah. The point is, when you look at this, you start to realize, wait a second, you lose a whole large swath of both Democratic voters, but individual voters as well by taking this bad stance. So going anti-Bitcoin does not make any sense at all for the Democrats. Why are they doing it anyways? Why are they doing it anyways? It's almost as if they know that they're not going to win, so they're just doing this because like whoever Biden's handlers are telling him to. And Biden's handlers are evil people, guys. And these are the ones that probably want to roll out the CBDC, that are giving money to Israel, that are really hurting American individuals. They're not serving our best interest. They're serving the New World Order's best interests, and I won't go down that rabbit hole. I'll just leave it at that. But the Democrats, aren't they the ones that care about financial inclusion and helping the poor? Aren't they the ones that are trying to help us from the greedy bankers? Think about the Occupy Wall Street movement. These Democrats, they were the party of peace, of love, of helping the little guy, against the system. Now it seems like the Democrats are the state. They are the evil. They are the ones that are, putting out all dissent. This actually, I think, is a Bitcoin election. And I know we had the Orange Party issue from Bitcoin Magazine. I do think Robert Kennedy is a decent candidate actually for this election, but I don't think he's going to win. And I think Trump is a better candidate for this election. I still think it's worth, if you strongly believe in Robert Kennedy, to vote for him and to obviously speak up on that. I just see way too many people either going to one camp or the other. This is a Bitcoin election. I can't say that enough because at the end of the day, a lot of Bitcoiners will end up leaving this country and crypto people as well if this is made illegal. There's hundreds of reasons why Biden won't win this election outside of the whole crypto Bitcoin thing. In fact, I can tell you right now that Biden, I can't believe he still made it this far, to be honest. And I'm sure many of you guys may think the same, but I can't believe he made it this far. He's so incontinent. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's so removed from everything. I mean, I can't believe it. He's so out of the loop, and he can barely talk. He's reading the teleprompter word for word. He does not even look good, man. Like, not in terms of the, like, he just looks sick. He looks like he needs to be helped, and he looks so out. I don't know what drugs are pumping in him, but it's not good. I even feel bad for the guy, to be honest, even though I shouldn't. But we got to really look at it like this. So, like, recently, and I wanted to bring this up at the end of this podcast here, but state rights have recently been introduced in Oklahoma. And this is so cool to see that they've been enacted and signed into law, and it protects Bitcoin as a fundamental right from the mining to the transactions to having your private keys. It's now protected in the state of Oklahoma, and that is really cool to see. This was all done by Dennis Porter and the Satoshi Action Fund, and I think it was done in two other states as well. I just hope, guys, that this is done in every single state in the United States. Why our country like survives off property rights. It survives off the freedom to transact. And now we're going against that. We're going against our fundamental rights in this country. And they're going to say, oh, it's because of national security and all this. No. Like, they're just trying to control you. They're trying to keep you under their thumb. So even if federally the government tries to impede on the Bitcoin rights, I think the states, a lot of the states, will work to pass laws that protect against tyranny and the freedom to monetarily transact, mine, and hold keys. I genuinely think the fight is not over. I do know under Trump, it'll look a lot better. That's for certain. But we can't rest on our laurels. We got to speak up. We got to vote out politicians that are anti-Bitcoin, and we need to speak up about why this asset is so important to this, not only this country, but the world. I mean, it's a technology that can help the world. I just worry that sometimes, I sometimes only worry that if we keep just saying, oh, Bitcoin's already won, Bitcoin, let's ossify it, let's stop doing anything to it, let's let the ETFs take over, and, let's just celebrate because the price is going up. I'm afraid at those moments, Bitcoin will be the weakest and it will lose. I know too many people that say, what doesn't kill Bitcoin will make it stronger. I do agree. I do agree that is a somewhat true, but I also think you can't just be like, oh yeah, Bitcoin will always survive all those attacks, right? Just because it survived them for this long doesn't mean it'll survive them forever, and we need to actively think like an attacker as ways to defend this. A lot of us have a lot of our net worths in this, so we need to think of ways to protect it, but also to try to make it so it serves as the money of freedom in the money against tyranny. Anyways, guys, I really enjoyed this. Please be sure to like it, comment, share it, stream those sats. You guys mean the world, and I'll catch you in the next one.